Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you again for your mighty love, your inspiration, your motivation again this day, so that we can have sufficient to be blessed and be blessings and to be encouraged and encourage others and refresh others. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading 2 Corinthians 8 from verse 11 to 15. So now finish this, so that your eagerness in desiring it may be equaled by your completion of it, according to your ability. For the eagerness to give is there. It is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what he does not have. For it is not intended that others be relieved of their responsibility, and that you be burdened unfairly, but that there be equality in sharing the burden. At this present time, your surplus over necessities is going to supply their need, so that at some other time their surplus may be given to supply your need, that there may be equality. As it is written in Scripture, he who gathered much didn't have too much, and he who gathered little didn't have too little.
Hallelujah. That's lovely. We can just see the encouragement. You know, we've got this mighty God that has taken hold of our lives, and he's got a wonderful purpose, like he's got purpose for everything. Everything's got a purpose, from the smallest beetle to the crown of his creation, mankind. Everything's got purpose. That's the God that made us, and that's the God we come from. And so praise God, he's called us out of darkness into his marvelous light, and now we've got a life of light and goodness laid out. So this example here that we've been going through is very much in the giving, so as to help the poor, help the people that haven't got. But this is the same principles here, is the principles of our walk with the Lord. He's helped us. If he doesn't help us, we can't help others. If he doesn't encourage us, we can't be an encouragement. So the wonderful thing, he's taken hold of us to be lights in the darkness, rivers in the desert, shadows of a great rock in a weary land. So this morning we've been encouraged now, is when you draw close and you get the will and you go and you start doing, you use my word and does it, it's like a wise man building his house on the rock. But then we got to persevere to the end. So you got to stay in that which God has given us until he says it's enough, it's finished. And then he would lead you on. And so it's always about staying with the Lord. Amen. It's like this is a pilgrimage, a wonderful understanding we can have. That is, you have met your Creator, you've met your Father, your big brother, and the Holy Spirit, and they are now leading you into their love plan. And we can see this love plan also unfolded with the Israelites. And this last scripture has got that, where it's speaking about that, when God took hold of these people as he's taken hold of us, and then he led them into the desert so that they could know him. And then every day he provided for them. And so every day they had sufficient. And this is exactly the same with us now. We've been called out of darkness to know him so that we could declare that we could be his praise, that we could be his signs and symbols and encouragement in this land for everyone else. And so we are here to make a difference. We're here to bring refreshing and motivation, and then bring the others also into this goodness of this harvest that has come. I think of the wonderful revelation in Isaiah chapter 9, where a light has dawned on this world, and that light has now dawned on us, and that light has now brought about this wonderful joy of harvest, because we are now where God wants us to be, and that is to be a part of him, a part of his family, and a part of bringing about the restoration that is necessary in the land. So that's the beauty. And why could we be joyful and partake of the harvest, and like a person, like the war is over and now they're plundering and they're enjoying all the goodness that has come? is because Jesus has already overcome. It goes on to say because he has defeated the enemy, and therefore the yoke on us, any of the lies of the devil, has been dealt with, so that we can now wake up and push on into the glorious liberty of being a child of the living God, because he promised. He has been a baby, he's been there, he has been a young man, he's been there, he has been a spiritual father, he's been there, he showed us that example in his own life, and then he paid the price so that we can now be part of the kingdom again, a part of the reality that we lost in Adam has all been restored in Jesus. So this is that wonderful chapter. It's a prophetic chapter for those who have been called out of darkness, and this great light has dawned upon us. And now he's our wonderful counselor. He's our almighty God. He's our Prince of Peace. He's the everlasting Father. All those, the goodness that he has, is now being shared and given to us. And it all starts with counselor, shepherd, spiritual leader, wisdom. So him giving us now, we can play a part in waking others up to this wonderful kingdom reality that came 2,000 years ago and is now coming. And what is coming to us, as it's new this morning, it's the zeal of the Lord. And it's his zeal that moves us on schedule, in the plan, to make a difference in South Africa, Africa, and the world. Amen.
Amen.